I'd like to call the meeting to order. Mr. Crawford, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Could you please rise and face the flag, please, and follow me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Let the record show that Mr. Boom is absent. All the rest of the board members are here. Announcements of action taken in closed session. By a vote of 6 yes votes, the board rejected the following claim. Claimant Maria Corona, agency claimed against Marysville Joint Unified School District. Students representative to the Board of Trustees, Leticia Staples.
Okay, so Marysville Charter Academy for the Arts. MCA string students will be performing at what is called the Creepy Concert at River Valley High School at 7 p.m. on October 24th. Students from Yuba City High School, River Valley High School, and MCAA will perform together at this concert. The musicians will all wear costumes while performing. School Spirit Week begins Monday, October 22nd. Monday is Spooky PJ Day. Tuesday is Spooky Sock Day. Wednesday is Pink October Day. Thursday is Spooky Taurus Day. Friday is Vampires vs. Zombies Day. The senior class will be holding the Halloween dance, which will be Friday, October 26th, and will be held in the cafeteria from 7 to 10 p.m. There will be a costume contest at the dance. The advanced drama production of You Can't Take It With You begins Thursday, November 1st, and runs through Sunday, November 4th. The Sunday performance is a matinee. Fundraiser. Each staff member now has a jar on his or her desk. The staff members with jars filled with the most money will perform at lunch for the entire student body. They will either sing or recite their favorite poem. The money will go to the senior class account. All students interested in attending the Lenny Festival in February will be auditioning for monologues, duos, musical theater solos, costume design, and set design on November 30th. And then Marysville High School. To kick off homecoming week, Link Crew had an event called Candyland Dash. Freshmen went around to meet staff members and pick up little snacks with help from their mentor Link leaders. Homecoming week has officially started. The dress-up days and lunchtime activities are super fun and involve many students. Homecoming is this Friday. We will be having a parade and the crowning of the King and Queen between the JV and varsity games. Next month, we are looking forward to our blood drive, canned food drive, and much, much more.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next, we have a school report. Conard Elementary School. Mr. Preston?
Morrison, who's the assistant principal, to come join me, please. Thank you. We don't have a flashy presentation or anything tonight. It's just talk. And so I just kind of wanted to take you on a really quick journey first, and that would be roughly 40 years ago now. In 1978, I started at Kynoch as a fourth grader, and I went there in fourth and fifth grade. I had Mrs. Jean Leone for a teacher, and I loved her. In fact, she's the reason I went into education. Move forward to August 2014, when my son was starting kindergarten. I was at Arboga as a principal, and I knew that I absolutely did not want my son at my school with me. Those of you who know him know why. He was very comfortable there, he grew up there, and he just kind of was like the king, he thought. So after a lot of deliberation, we chose Kynoch. So he was at Kynoch for kinder, first, second, and third. And then this year, I get to be there with him. So 40 years after I started, and 5 years after he started, we're there together. And so I just think that's kind of a little historical connection to Kynoch. And I know that I did not ask Derek, so I'm not going to put him on the spot. But I know those of you who don't know who Derek is, his mother-in-law is Lil Weisner, who was the school secretary there for years and years. And he obviously married one of Lil's daughters, who was a student there. So the connections are really deep, and that's pretty awesome, we think. Our talking points for tonight, Today, we've completed the 49th day of school. We have, as of today, 726 students enrolled at Kynoch. It's the largest it's ever been. Oh, let me take a step back. Yesterday, we were at 727. That was the largest we've ever been. We have very high transiency this year. We, in October alone, we have enrolled 27 students and we've lost 11. And so that is per Diane Lindstrom, who's the secretary. It is a very odd year for us. So it keeps growing and not really shrinking, but in and out. Through the year, I know you've read the report that's in the board report that we put together. Kind of have three areas that we've discovered, or three pieces. And really the first one is that much more parent involvement is needed, but we need to initiate the invitations, create the conversations, and have the tasks ready for parents so that it's easy for them. Number two, there is absolutely a sense of community among the staff at Kynoch, but we need to make it trickle down to the students and the parents. And we really think that PBIS is a vehicle to help make that happen, and to introduce it to parents even more so. And then number three, there are some really solid and have been and solid intervention processes at play there for years, and some excellent examples of high quality first instruction. But now that we've implemented district-wide the PLC model and process, and it's better understood on that site, we're using common language, we have a shared vision, we are looking forward to some really great things. And so I kind of asked Derek to step here because he's better looking than I am, but I wanted somebody to have my back. So we are excited about being at Kynoch. It's definitely a challenge for both of us, but it's something that we're excited about doing and about being a part of. And so at this point, if you have any questions, we'd love to answer them. I get called Mr. Morrison probably seven times a day. I think he gets called Mr. Preston constantly. And so they can't tell us apart. We kind of look at him and go, who?
Yeah. If I could, just to remind the board members, please turn your mics on when you speak. Thank you. Any other comments? So Mr. Preston, Mr. Morrison, thank you for all that you're doing for our kids and us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments from board members. Ms. Scott?
I would first like to thank you all for coming out here tonight, joining us here at this board meeting. But today we had a chance to acknowledge our school district members that have longevity up to 35 years of service. I would like to again thank them very much for their years of service and dedication. Thank you.
Mr. Davis.
I'd just like to compliment the Marysville High School folks that put on the Marysville High School Hall of Fame. It is just remarkable the caliber of folks that they recognize. They recognize class of 55 all the way to the class of 89. And so it was just a really enlightening evening and just a lot of good camaraderie. The second thing is I got a chance to go out to the Harris Field to see a little bit of Pop Warner football. I'm just so impressed with folks using these public facilities and the quality of the public facilities. They're well attended. The parking lot's full, and people are enjoying those opportunities. So I really appreciate all the work that goes into keeping those facilities up and for allowing these other groups to use the facilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allison.
I have no comment at this time.
Mr. Fleury.
It was a great recognition tonight, and I
say thank you to Romero and his girls that do that, put all this together. I know it's a lot of extra work to get all this together. They did a great job. Secondly, I went to the Hall of Fame dinner also, and it was nice to see some of those people that were recognized I had in school. I had gone to school with them. One of them, the teacher that was recognized, was, I think, 85, was my teacher in high school. It was just a nice dinner. It was a great thing going on. It was good recognition of people who had worked hard in their lives to succeed, and I was very proud of some of those that have, they have just amazed me when I look at what they had done and that they were recognized. One thing I noticed on that dinner is we have two parents that still work at the high school giving their time and their kids. One of them, I think, had left in 2004 and another in 2008, and yet they're still giving to the school. And that's what it takes as parents, as part of the team, to make a school work. Third thing is the UROC board that we have out there. I see that people are putting that on there. One thing I noticed, that sometimes when people are recognized, they may not know that, because I said to someone, they said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, well, go look, it's on the board. And it's good to recognize people for what they do. The other day when I was around the district, I was in transportation, and they were telling me, parent came in. Usually they have parents complain, but this one had something positive to say about the bus driver, Mona Murphy. They brought in flowers and chocolates to recommend her for being such a good bus driver and a safe bus driver. And in the crazy world that we live in, when people take the time to recognize people, that goes a long way, because we need as much recognition, because we're dealing with so much negative now.
Thank you. Mr. Crawford.
Yes, I've been asked to request that all of you attempt to come this Saturday to Gache Park for their annual 5 and 10K run, which begins at 8 a.m. for United Way, which does so many great things for our community, as you well know. I'm sponsoring many students again this year for Mrs. Taylor's class at Lyndhurst High School. If you're approached by some of them, if you're willing to, I'd appreciate it. But once again, that's this Saturday, October 27th. Entry fee includes a t-shirt and I don't know, a t-shirt. Oh, that's it. You get a t-shirt. That's it. And you get to run 5 or 10K or walk it, or, you know, just enjoy it. It's just a good fundraiser. Thank you. Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crawford. Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3, California School Employees Association 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees Supervisory Unit. Public comments. Looks as though we have no public comment cards tonight. Superintendent's report.
Pass.
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 So we have the approval of the minutes. We have the regular minutes of October 9th, 2018. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Six yes. Motion carries. The consent agenda. Are there any items that a board member would like to have pulled from the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Davis to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Six yes. Motion carries. Looks as though, let's see, business services. Nope. Oh, new business. Student discipline and attendance. We're asked to open or hold a public hearing for board policy 6173.1-education for foster youth. The The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board hold a public hearing regarding the revisions to Board Policy 6173.1. So looking at the new policy, if we're looking on page 59 of our special reports, one of the areas that talks about training of special folks, in particular the principal, the school registrar, and the attendance clerk. So training on the enrollment, placement, and transfer of foster youth and other related services. Just wanted to see what our plan, or if we already have that in place for training for those folks, or maybe we do it already. So Ms. Carey, I'm just thinking, can you come up to the microphone and just so we can have that on record, please? And we get to hear it again.
Yes, every year at the beginning of the year, we have a secretary's meeting and attendance meeting. We go over the foster youth enrollment process, and I'm the district liaison. And then our principals are also trained and in that as well. So we have over 100 foster youth enrolled in Marysville Joint, and our transportation does an amazing help with getting the kids to remain in their school of origin if they move foster homes. So thank you to transportation again.
Okay. Thank you. I was pretty sure we did that, but it seemed like that was quite a change from our old board policy to the new revision.
Both policies that are coming before the board, don't I have another one in here? Is that next? That might be next board meeting, but they're just the mandates that the law wants us to update, so we just updated them as the law mandated.
Is there any other discussion?
Will we be able to get a copy of that mandate, please?
You should have it. It's the updated policy. Is basically, it's just the wording in the policy that's updated. So one of the updates was making sure that we train our staff in enrollment processes for our kids' procedures, which we already do. So we just put it in board policy to make sure that we were up to date with the policy that the state wants us to abide by.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So when are we gonna start having training? We have trainings for teachers and stuff for this stuff, right? I'm looking at the different headings here.
For training for teacher for foster youth?
Yeah, when will that happen?
So that happens at each site level with administrators. So we do the administrator trainings here and then they go back to each school site. But it's mostly just the understanding that with certain credit and enrollment that we have to allow them to enroll without shots. It almost follows the homeless type of policy, and that they get to stay in their school of origin or the school that they feel most comfortable in when they moved foster homes. And the district has to do everything in their ability to try to provide transportation to make that happen. And then when they enroll, we make sure that we mark it in CalPADS. That's the big enrollment thing, is to make sure we enroll right away. We don't put, you know, stop them. But we have a great relationship with CPS, and they let us know right away through our district that foster youth are coming our way. So I think we do a great job in our district.
Any other? Thank you very much, Julie.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Move to close.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to close the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Six yes. Motion carries. Is there a motion regarding Board Policy 6173.1?
Move to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six yes. Motion carries. Looks like that's our last item on the agenda. Meeting adjourned.
Before everyone leaves, I just remembered you also get pancakes Saturday. Ring! Thank you. I knew there was something.
T-shirt.